Listening to Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey, built by Par Lumber. Now, here's Tony and Corey.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Thanks for staying tuned. Today on the show, we're talking about tree houses.
Have your kids approached you and said, man, I want a tree house or a fort or a playhouse? There are a thousand different ways to accomplish a task like that, but the kids absolutely, that is number one atop most kids' wish list.
Oh, I know, it was on mine.
It's still on mine. I had three tree houses in my backyard.
There was three things in my life that I wanted: a tree house, a giant stereo, and a Nintendo.
Which is really funny because he just went out and bought a giant stereo.
Yes, I did.
So he's literally fulfilling his childhood dreams. One dream at a time.
Yeah, I actually just got my stereo in the mail yesterday. I ordered it on Amazon.com,
yeah,
which is great because whenever you buy stuff on Amazon, it's no pressure sales. You get to look at all the reviews and check all over the internet and figure out what you want.
Yep.
Instead of standing there and the guy's like, no, what you really want is this $5,000 model over here.
Yeah.
So I was able to just buy it on my own free time. They shipped it to my house. And I pulled it out of the box, and my wife was like, this thing is huge! And I said, no, it's not. She's like, I can't even lift the boxes. I said, I'll be home in a minute. Wow, it is huge.
Is it?
The speakers are like 4 feet tall.
Huh.
So,
the only thing but greater than getting a wonderful stereo system on Amazon, right, would be able to custom make your own stereo system and have it exactly what you want. Which is what you can do with a tree fort. Because if you were to go out, if you were going to Amazon.com and find a play structure, which they sell, right?
Totally.
Then you're choosing something that's, well, maybe one's got a steering wheel and maybe one's got a rope swing. Or, you know, there are a couple of things you can change out, but they're basically all about the same. If you want to build your own custom tree house, you can accomplish that task for a lot less money than what you would buy one on Amazon.com for. I looked on Amazon.com for play structures, you know, 4 foot by 6 foot or 4 foot by 4 foot play structures that are 4 feet off the ground or so. They're $1,000 plus.
Wow.
I mean, you can build a treehouse or a fort or even a house on stilts in your backyard for a lot less than $1,000.
So let's talk about this. What are some of the things you'd want to consider when building a tree fort?
Well, the very first thing you want to make sure you take into consideration is safety, right? Because the number one downside of a tree fort or even a house on stilts, right, is the safety of your kids. If you're like me, or probably like you, the chances of them falling out of that thing are about 100%. At some point or another, likely the child will fall out. So you don't want to have that thing 20 feet off the ground. Because if the kid falls out 20 feet off the ground, he's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
I fell out of my treehouse. My treehouse was about 15 feet off the ground. And it didn't break any bones, but it knocked the wind out of me. And that scared me. I mean, you know, if you've had the wind knocked out of you, you know what I'm talking about. That is not a good deal. But the average safe height is really between 6 and 10 foot. I mean, if your kids are in high school, a 10-foot tree fort is probably not going to be tall enough for them, right? But if they're in high school, they're probably not in a tree fort anyway.
So, or maybe they are, as long as they have binoculars.
Yeah. 6 to 10 foot is a good height, a reasonable height to avoid serious injury in case of a fall. So,
and I think that's tall enough off the ground. You can squeeze a couple swings under it.
Yeah, or you know, you can enclose the walls around the bottom of it and put your lawnmower in there.
That's a great idea.
Or, you know, or some other types of things that you don't have space for. You know, if the thing's 8 foot by 8 foot, for example, there's a lot of space underneath there. You can put your garden tools in there.
I think you're onto something.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like a garden shed slash
tree fort.
Tree fort.
Yeah. Or second story fort or whatever. For the sake of this show, we're going to say tree house, whether it's in a tree or not in a tree. We'll talk a little bit about trees and that sort of thing as well, but we're just going to call it a tree house. You want to call it a tree house or a fort?
Yeah, tree house.
Okay, tree house it is. So safety there's several different aspects to safety. You want to make sure it's not too high off the ground. Another thing you want to think about is putting handrails around it. After you've built that platform, and that platform is 10 feet off the ground.
Of course.
You want to make sure that there's handrails around it. Handrails need to be about 36 inches tall, and they want to be on all edges of the fort so that the kid can't...
The house.
The treehouse, right? So he can't easily fall out. Trust me, he's still going to fall out, probably. Or he's going to jump out. But that's where parenting skills come in. When you build a tree fort for your kids or a tree house for your kids, you need to say, hey, look, here's the deal. You don't jump off and you don't climb over the handrail or I'm not going to let you play in there. Still going to happen at least once.
Are you asking that parents use parenting skills?
Well, I'm reminding.
Not the world we live in.
It is
pal.
A big part of the safety aspect. You can be as safe as possible, but if the kids just misuse it, it's going to happen. Another safety tip, you know, the kids don't want to be climbing up on the roof of it, right?
Well, one thing that you said as well that I thought was a fantastic idea is to put mulch around the perimeter of the treehouse because it's like a cushion.
That's right.
So if you put 4 to 6 inches of bark mulch or I guess any kind of mulch down there.
Yep.
Wood chips.
It's a bone saver.
Yeah, it's a...
It's a bone saver.
A bone saver.
Yeah.
Does that mean if you fall, you won't break a bone?
That could be the difference between a broken arm and you know...
The wind knocked it out of you.
No broken arm. Right, exactly. So that's a good idea. Just a caution with mulch or wood chips around the base of the tree or around the base of the tree house. You don't want to put too much. 10 inches or 12 inches... You can superheat the roots of a tree. If it's in a tree, you can superheat the roots of the tree, and that can compromise the integrity of the tree. So 4 inches or 6 inches is a good thickness for cushion without causing the tree to get too much heat to the roots.
Oh, that's a good tip.
Here's another tip. Keep the windows small. You want to have windows in a treehouse because it's going to have a roof on it, and you don't want to have big open walls so the kids can... you know, to fall out. So have small windows to let light in. You've got to be able to let light in. There's not going to be any power up there, probably, unless you're Tim Allen or Corey Valdez. But you're probably not going to have power up there. So you want to build some small windows into the wall so they can get light in there, but not big enough they can crawl out. So, you know, plus they want privacy in there. These kids want to be able to be in there and do what they're doing and not be seen.
Right? See, I would take it to the next level. And I'd actually put vinyl windows in that baby.
You probably would, but you don't really want to have glass in your kids' playhouse.
No, that's true.
They're going to be throwing rocks and dirt clods and stuff. This thing needs to be impervious and safe. So glass might not be the best option. You know what you could do? You could buy those decorator balusters, drill holes in the bottom of the frame and the top of the frame, and put those, it'd be like bars. It'd be kind of like a jail in there.
So it'd be a tree jail.
It'd be a tree jail.
All right.
Another option. Here's another tip. When you're putting your treehouse together, use screws to fasten all of your items together.
Because nails can work their way out.
That's right. And remember, this treehouse is going to go up and it's going to be there for 10 or 15 or who knows how long, 20 years through all of your kids. And it's going to get neglected and you're not going to be paying attention to whether the nails are coming out or not coming out. So it needs to be built well and out of materials that will last and withstand the weather and time.
All right. So what about all the trees? I mean, how do you select the tree?
Well, if you're looking for first of all, you've got to have a tree. Let's cover this first. If you don't have a tree in your backyard, that doesn't mean you can't build a fort. A tree house. That's right. It doesn't mean you can't build a tree house. It just means that you need to, you know, sort of create your own tree by sinking a post or four posts into the ground and having them up 10 feet, then you can build your platform 10 feet off the ground. And still it would be off the ground. It's going to seem like a tree fort, even though there's not a tree in the middle. But if you are going to put a fort in a tree, there are ways to select your tree. We will cover some of the tips to tree selection when we come back from this break. You're listening to Tony and Corey, your Weekend Warriors.